This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Bringing light to all those who are listening. Are you in control of your life? Are you positive? Today you will walk out of the house and you'll stand straight and tall. And when you get to work, you'll be standing in charge of yourself. You're sitting up straight. Everything is working. This is a fabulous time to be an American, to be a human being. Lots of great experiences to be had. Let's enjoy them together and think about them together. Jennifer Horn is here with Kara Schilling. Victoria is out. So let's get to it, Jen. What do we have to make us sit up and take notice?
Well, we have some updates in that college entrance exam scandal. Now we know that some of the high-profile parents that made a deal included Felicity Huffman, who could be facing prison time of less than a year after she pled guilty for her alleged role in the college admissions scam. Lou Shapiro is a state and federal criminal defense attorney in Los Angeles, and he reported that the 56-year-old actress may be sentenced to 4 to 10 months in prison under the guidelines considered by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Now, Felicity Huffman's lawyers will likely argue for zero prison time because I think it's a low amount of incarceration that you'd expect.
She should be in jail.
She also pled to the lowest amount of prison time, like to the lowest charge, essentially, in this plea deal that was set up by her legal team. So it'll be unclear whether or not she is going to actually see time behind bars. But several of these people, I think 10 or 15 on the list, decided to do a plea deal. Others are still fighting the charges. And remember, there are lots of charges being levied here because they used phones, emails, text messages to make these deals. They'll probably also be some tax evasion charges because a lot of them use this, and they said it was a charitable donation when they made the $15,000, $50,000, $100,000, some of them up to $200,000 contributions, I put that in air quotes, to this guy Rick Singer, who was going to get their kids into these prestigious schools. And so one would think if they said if they took that off their taxes, they would probably get into some tax trouble as well. But Felicity Huffman will be the first of the famous that has decided to do this. She said in a letter that she fully accepts her guilt with deep regret and shame over what she's done. She accepted full responsibility, she said, for my actions and will accept the consequences that stem from those actions. I am ashamed of the pain I've caused my daughter, my family, my friends, my colleagues in the educational community. She added that her daughter Sophia knew nothing about her actions. She said, quote, this transgression toward her and the public I will carry for the rest of my life. My desire to help my daughter is no excuse to break the law or engage in dishonesty.
Well,
so,
helping your daughter is one thing, but basically, in a way, I mean, you can interpret this any number of ways, but this is basically saying I didn't have faith in my daughter to get in on her own, so I decided to cheat so that she wouldn't cheat or something along that line. You taught your daughter to be a cheater and a faker, and a liar. However, even with all of those things, my critical witness to reality here is that nothing is gained. Not one thing is gained by sending any of these people to jail. So there is a tax consequence, so you double the fees, you double the fine, you double the penalty. The judge has the authority to do that. So if you skipped out on paying taxes on $250,000, and normally that would be $30,000, $40,000, whatever you'd pay for it, so instead of you paying $30,000, $40,000, you pay $100,000 to the government for its time in prosecuting you. Why the hell are these people going to jail? Make them pay. Going to jail doesn't make them pay anything. Make them pay. And the same for any or all of them. Fines, fees, the government should get that money instead of you and I paying into the government for this woman to sit in jail.
About the mastermind, because I agree with you on the parents. I don't know that anybody...
Singer, should he go to jail?
Yeah, for coming up with the whole scam.
I don't think he should go to jail. I think he, whatever he, how much money, ill-gotten money has he got? And you go find it, and you take it all away from him. And you make him work in some circumstance where the government is the beneficiary of the money that he makes. And then, you know, the guy's got a black star on his forehead for the rest of his life. And that's what, going to jail doesn't do a damn thing. So, no. But Felicity Huffman, I don't understand how her husband wasn't charged in any of this. But
because he was, she was caught on tape saying that she knew that she was giving money and that she knew what they were doing. William H. Macy was smart enough not to implicate himself on tape.
Yeah. Well, there a divorce coming around the corner here, one would ask. So anyway, that's the update on that. A couple of more items from the People Department as we continue here on the DJV program, 13 past the hour. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
And caller number 9. For $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolates.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh my goodness. Life is like a box of
chocolates. Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Oh, gosh.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get four lines, each with unlimited gigs, for just $100 a month. Plus, get four free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one line to port in. Video stream set up to 480p plus. Easy get up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming get up to 2 megabits per second. ADP prioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Switch to Boost Mobile's super reliable, super fast nationwide network and get four lines each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus you get four free phones. It sounds like a deal. All right, it's all from Boost Mobile. 16 after the hour here on the DJV program. If I say the name Seymour Cassell, does it ring a bell with you, Jennifer?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
No.
So why don't you, while I'm telling the story, look up Google Seymour Cassell. Seymour Cassell is one of those really fairly exclusive groups. There's a couple of different groups, men and women, who are character actors. And they show up everywhere. As soon as you see his face, you will recognize him.
Oh, yeah. He looks recognizable.
Right. He is. He was in a lot of movies, 84 years old, died this week of complications from Alzheimer's. I met him once. He actually came. he was a scoundrel. In real life, he started off as a vaudevillian when he was a kid. When he was 3 years old, he used to go on stage with his mother and father and pull down their pants. That was how he got started. But he progressed and he got into a lot of trouble when he was a kid. And he went to live with his godmother in Detroit, and then he ran away from there, joined the Navy at 17. Anyway, I remember him coming to a talk radio convention, must have been 20 years ago or so, and he was trying to pick up my co-host. That's how I remember him as vividly. Mary Beale, I don't know if I've talked about her. She's been someone, she's a wonderful human being, and she and I were partners on the air for quite a long time, and we had this talk thing, and this guy shows up, and I recognized him immediately, and so he went right to the two ladies. Mary is very attractive. She was married at the time, and one of the other women that were there, and he tried to hustle him out, and it was really, it's really. Yeah, you kind of lose track of these people. I haven't seen him lately in anything, but he said it was a dream for him to become an actor, but it was my dream, and I didn't give up on it. He was a very interesting character. Anyway, remember that. So let's see who else is in the news here. Other people in the news. Michael J. Fox. This is something I actually read about in the Irish papers the other day. I thought I'd bring it to your attention because one of the drug firms that's headquartered in Dublin, Ireland, called Inflazome, got $1 million in funding from Michael J. Fox's Foundation for Parkinson's. This drug has developed something that cures Parkinson's in mice, and now they're going to start human clinical trials. This $1 million brings the company closer to human trials, which they now hope will start in November. They're going to try this drug out on people in Australia. The drug works apparently because of, when you look at the data, Jennifer, and this is something, again, from the article that I grabbed in the newspaper in Dublin. It attacks the inflammation that happens. That's why they call it Inflamazone or whatever it is. What did I say? Inflazome?
Yeah, Inflazome.
Right. Yep. Anyway, it's Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and other things that are brain diseases happen because your brain, the blood vessels swell. This is something that will apparently bring the swelling down. Anyway, it's very interesting that he would give $1 million to that, trying to find a cure for his own problem. I think it's pretty smart. Good for him. I would like to think that he's one of those, back to acting for a minute, one of those cherished actors that everybody loves the guy. Everybody likes him. He's always been very likable. I've only come across him once in my life, but he was very charming and very approachable. Kind of a cool thing. Also, the passing of Senator Ernest Fritz Hollings noted. He was 97, didn't have anything wrong with his brain. He just died of old age. Remember him? Some people will remember him as governor of South Carolina in the 50s, and then he went to the Senate. He was in the Senate for 38 years, the eighth longest-serving senator in the history of our country, created the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, co-authored legislation that created the Women's, Infants, and Children Program. He was interested in security long before it became a big deal. And then after September 11th, he was all over it as well. But Senator Ernest Fritz Hollings, I remember him. He kind of looked like this guy, Seymour Cassell. That's why I was kind of putting them together here. Big head of white hair. 21 after here on the DJV program.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming up on 24 after the hour, music time. In this hour of the DJB program, we focus first on Jennifer Lopez. J-Lo's singing. Jennifer and Kara and I and you will recognize this song, Medicine. It's a new song from her, right? Music video has arrived on the scene for this. Medicine. So what's the theme? You've listened to this song all the way through, Kara Heavy. What's the theme here?
Something we can all identify with, needing medicine.
Oh, really?
At least according to what we were just talking about off air. Yeah, I've never
Does
listened
she need
to it
real
before.
Medicine?
I don't know. This is the first time I've ever heard it. Apparently, she premiered the video, I think, on World of Dance earlier
this
week.
Past weekend. Yeah,
yeah. But I don't know. It sounds like kind of typical J-Lo.
J-Lo stuff.
Yeah.
Yep, does, doesn't it? It's all over YouTube as well, as she goes from carousel to crystal ball, reading in the video, throws in some pole dancing as well. I think she, most people will buy anything she does at this point in her career. I think she's that well respected. She's made it across the scope of pretty much all kinds of talent. She uploaded.
And her music's always fun. It's not, there's nothing too hard about J-Lo.
No.
Like, her songs are always fun.
Nothing controversial, nothing anybody's going to get upset about. So over the weekend, she uploaded an introduction video to what will be a revamped, more personalized YouTube channel. So she has her own YouTube channel, Lopez. I would think that made sense, right?
You don't tune in every day?
No, I don't. Sorry about
that. Oh, man.
I'm trying to find my own YouTube channel. J-Lo promised content showing, quote, more of Jennifer the person, from writing songs and preparing for movies to crafting her skincare routine and being a mother. She's really into all kinds of stuff.
Anything that can make people think that they will look like Jennifer Lopez, if she has that on their YouTube or on her YouTube channel, people will watch it. I will watch it. I want to know how to look like Jennifer Lopez.
Why do you want to look like Jennifer Lopez?
Because she's hot and she looks amazing. Who wouldn't want to look like Jennifer Lopez?
I think you look amazing. What's wrong with the way you look? You look great.
I don't dislike the way I look. I just would also like to look like Jennifer Lopez.
You have a... No, you
Keep
never look like
that
her.
That J-Lo is...
Come on.
What is she, 50-something?
I know.
J-Lo's almost
51.
50, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's okay to give her props. She looks good.
I'm not taking nothing away from her. I have great respect for Jennifer Lopez. I just think that we all need to be ourselves and take pride in who we are. You don't look like that. But the
we
makeup.
We want to be ourselves, but we want a J-Lo booty. How about that?
Oh, I see. Okay, that's what it is. All right. How's Sarah Bareilles' booty? Anybody know?
That I don't know. It's probably fine.
Yeah. It's a good song. Crank this up, will you? Please, Kara.
You do the same thing every single time we play this song.
I like this song.
Do you remember when you first heard this song, Dougie?
No, is that with you?
Because I first heard this song, and we were trying to find new music for this program. And I think actually we were in Washington, D.C. at a big meeting with all the head honchos.
Yeah.
Jeff and Ian and all those people. And I said, how about a song like Sarah Bareilles? And everybody was like, oh, and you loved this song. This was like your thing. And that's when you found it for the first time.
Well, how about that? Thank you for reminding me.
I don't think we ever used it on this show, though.
No, we should be.
We missed out.
Let's use it. Kara, let's use it. She announced the dates for her Amidst the Chaos tour, which includes stops in 30 cities and a kickoff at the Fox Theater in Detroit next fall in October. Hit Chicago, Boston, New York, St. Paul, Phoenix, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, Orlando, and ends up in Atlanta on the 26th of November. The tour will celebrate her recently released fifth full-length studio album, which features two of the songs she performed on SNL, Fire and Saint Honesty. Tickets for the tour go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Should you care to purchase them, they will be available. And hopefully you don't get screwed by the ticket agencies. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The massive storm system that killed several people from Texas to Mississippi is now heading east and threatening more tornadoes and destructive high winds along the East Coast. Meteorologist Tom Sater.
It's a thin line that'll be moving through, and then it fires up again late this evening from Washington, D.C., overnight into tomorrow morning for New York. So this system is not over with yet.
The National Weather Service has issued tornado watches for parts of Ohio, Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia, and North Carolina. The threats include not only tornadoes, but wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, thunderstorms, and hail up to 2 inches in diameter. In East Texas, two children were killed as a pine tree fell on their moving car. And in Mississippi, three people died in Monroe County after a tornado swept through there. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right and finds more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with everyday savings on the supplies you use most. Now get 10% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar Contractor Coat and Storm Coat paints. And save when you buy in bulk, because when you buy 3 or more Purdy brushes, you get 15% instant savings. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 424, Purdy offer valid through 6-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details, U.S. only.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How do you do? Welcome into the DJB program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be along, not just for the ride, but with lots to say, lots to think about. These are the times which try men's souls. It was written someplace. I don't know who did that, but I remember reading that someplace. Let's see if Victoria has some trying items for us to think about here.
Well, if we head over to Japan briefly, public health experts there are very concerned not only about the declining birth rate, which is at an all-time low since they started keeping track of it in 1899, but there's a new study from the University of Tokyo that's finding that sexual inexperience is on the rise in Japan, and that the percentage of women aged 18 to 39 who have never had sex has risen to 25%, and that's up from 21% just in 1992. The greatest change actually was for men of the same age. 25.8% of virgins back in, which is actually in 2019, and in 2015 it was 20%. So that's also on the rise. And they say that one of the things that they have that they've noticed in these trends across different age groups is the socioeconomic backgrounds. Essentially, wealthy men are having sex, and poor men who are in a lower economic bracket are not having sex. And the reason that this is an issue, this is also kind of odd because this is stretching up to age 39. There are significant amounts of people in Japan who are even up to age 39 who are still virgins. And the reason that this is now a national problem is because the fertility rates have just declined so rapidly in Japan. Last year, or in 2017, which is the last year that they have all the data from, only 946,000 babies were born. And that's the, like I said, the record low since 1899. And this is the other downside for Japan. Is Japan is actually one of those countries, I forget the actual term that they use, but it's one of the countries where the biggest portion of the population is over 65 years old. And so without anyone having babies, and they're not even having sex to try to have babies, so they're seeing that this is going to affect Japan's economy in a really drastic way. And as the people who are 65 and older retire and move out of, you know, the public work sector, then there really aren't enough bodies to replace them. And so Japan has done a lot. They're doing things like there's incentives now. I believe they're paying people to have kids and all kinds of tax breaks and things like that.
So my recent trip to Ireland brings this sort of into focus. What do they do? They have a huge problem they had for years with immigration. Their immigration is leaving the country to go somewhere else. Immigration is coming into a country. So M with an I, come in, M or immigration with an E means going out. A lot of people are not only not having babies, but leaving Japan for various reasons, as they are leaving. What the Chinese don't want you to know is that there are people who are trying to get out of the country. Everybody wants to come to America. It just seems the Irish and the number of people who have come here, not only when the potato famine took place in the 1800s, 1840s, 1850s, 1860s, people were leaving the country in droves if they could get out and get onto the ships. The ships would take almost 3 months to get here from Ireland. And as they put, I was in the hull of a ship on Saturday of what was, when it's extraordinary. The lengths people would go to get out of that country during that time. And for example, the Mellon family, Pittsburgh banking, they came over on a ship. There were four people in the family. They slept in the same bunk. They barely ever saw sunshine. They kept them under and down below in the hold. And people would die every day. There'd be somebody dead. You wake up in the bed next to you, somebody would be dead. And they'd just throw them over the side. But the reason I'm telling you the story is because the number of people wanting to get out of there and come somewhere else, you'd think that wouldn't necessarily be replicated in this day and age. It is in certain countries. That's really what's going on in the Middle East. And in a way, that's what's going on in Japan and some of the places in Asia. It's not happening in places, for example, Vietnam. Although we are bringing a lot of people from Vietnam over here to go to school, they aren't necessarily staying here because Vietnam has reinvented itself with our help. After we blew them out to kingdom come, we're now rebuilding, or have rebuilt, Vietnam in the 70s and 80s and 90s to the point where it's actually quite a nice place to visit, I'm told. I've never been there. But the business about what the Japanese have a tough society. They're very inflexible, very racist, and kids coming along, Victoria, don't want to be there. They now have the devices. They can see what the rest of the world is, and they don't like living. It's like being in Iran. The kids don't want to live in Iran. There are so many different places around the world where kids that grow up in the society, they just don't want to stay there. If you get educated, you want to get out, and they all want to come here, or they want to go to England or someplace in Europe. More and more kids, though, from Ireland are immigrating to Australia, which I thought was pretty interesting. The Australians actively seek to hire people, young men, especially millennials, from Ireland. and they go over to Australia and they never leave.
They've had a relationship like that for many
yeah.
years.
Yeah, so that's
And there's such a cultural likeness as well. There are,
yes.
You know, I mean, Australia.
But where do the Japanese go? Because there's no cultural likeness. That's a great point.
Well, I don't know the answer to that. This study seems to point out, which is also kind of odd, but they say that despite Japan having a multi-billion-dollar porn industry, that discussions around sex are still very much taboo in the society, and that sex is seen as something dirty and corrupting. And in schools, children are not allowed to use even anatomically correct terms like penis and vagina. They're not allowed to say that in school. And so, which is crazy, it's just anatomical, but they say that if a woman expresses any knowledge of sex, that she's seen as a quote-unquote fallen woman, and that men don't talk about sex either. So it's sort of like there's a lot of things happening at once here that I think are contributing to this, you know, sexlessness.
Well, yeah. The one thing I know about that culture is that as part of their business culture, the working women are a big part of that. So maybe there's just an over-awareness of, maybe an unhealthy, it's either overly sexualized or totally under-sexualized, probably.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, interesting. Very interesting story. Thanks, Victoria. We're going to teach you how to improve or help you improve. Maybe teaching isn't the right word. Professor Stefan here with ways to improve your credit score right after this.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process or at least slow it down through exercise.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word fork to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word fork to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word fork to 246-810.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. All right, let's see what we can do to better your credit score and to help you understand what goes on. This is one of the most frustrating things that we all have to deal with. Amanda Abella is here to discuss credit habits that you have. We'll get some questions answered. The folks at TransUnion want to help you understand what it takes to come up with a score. This is one of the most frustrating things most people have to deal with, Amanda. So we're glad to have you here to help us out. The credit health situation. A lot of people blame the credit score problems on these agencies themselves. What do you say to that?
Yeah, you know, it can be really confusing to figure out how this whole credit situation works. However, it is Financial Literacy Month, so it's the perfect time to start establishing new financial habits, and I'm happy that I'm here to be able to share some of those steps with you.
All right, so let's go through these steps. When you see a number, what do you need to know about the value of the number? 600, 700, 800? People get all worked up because they think if they have a score that's less than perfect, they won't be able to borrow money.
Yeah, so the first thing that you need to know is that there is no one score for an individual because different lenders use different models. However, it is really important to institute healthy financial credit habits because it's a major factor in big financial decisions like getting a mortgage or a car loan or even sometimes everyday purchases. So your individual credit history and your credit habits can actually determine how much you're going to be paying in interest payments. So it's really important to know, and I think this is important for consumers as well. I mean, they come to me all the time very confused and very frustrated. I think it's important for them to know that they can improve their credit, and we know that if you make your payments on time and then if you reduce the amount of credit that you're using, that it will actually improve your credit health over time.
Say that again, Amanda.
So which part?
The last part. The very last part. Would you please underscore that? Because I think that's where the biggest misconception is.
Yes. So it's important to know that you can improve your credit, and it really only takes a couple of steps. You know, obviously, it depends on an individual's personal situation with credit, and always consult a professional like a financial advisor. However, what I can say is that if you reduce your credit utilization over time, which means the amount of credit that you're actually using, and you make your payments on time over a period of time, it will actually improve your score.
So some people get frustrated because there are mistakes that are made, and they don't know how they try to get through to TransUnion or to some of the other outfits, and they feel frustrated because they don't think that they're able to, if there's a mistake, correct it. How do you deal with that problem?
Yeah, you know, that's totally understandable. In that case, you know, you would have to call multiple credit unions, and there are professionals out there who can help you with that specific situation. Again, without knowing someone's personal credit history, I would not be able to answer that. So you would be able to have to speak to a professional to see what you have going on individually, and then they would be able to better direct you.
How about new technology that helps people take control of tracking and then hopefully improving their credit score? What's going on in that area?
So there's still a lot of technology out there that's very one-size-fits-all. Part of the problem that people experience when it comes to the confusion is there's so much generic information out there. They think there's a silver bullet, and quite frankly, it just doesn't exist because, as I've mentioned, everyone has a unique situation. Now, there are new tools on the market. My favorite right now is Credit Compass from TransUnion because it kind of eradicates all that one-size-fits-all confusion that a lot of people experience. So what you would do is that you would input your goal score into this app, and then what you would end up doing is Credit Compass would end up giving you specific steps determined by your specific situation and also the experience of millions of Americans who've been in similar situations. It's powered by VantageScore 3.0, which is a system and metrics that the financial institutions themselves use to determine an individual's creditworthiness. So you can trust that the information that you're getting is actually going to be helpful.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that most people are frustrated with. So if you want some more information on this, go to transunion.com. That's transunion.com. Amanda also has a best-selling book on Amazon, Make Money Your Honey.
That's right. It's a great title, right?
It is. Make Money Your Honey, a spirited entrepreneur's guide to having a love affair with work and money. This has been featured in Yahoo Finance. That's where I saw it, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, that's cool. Make money your honey. All right, Amanda, good advice. Thank you. Again, check out transunion.com to work on improving your credit score. This is the DJV program at 10 before the hour.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Why do I recognize this song?
This was a massive hit for Wilson Phillips.
Oh. What movie is it from?
Bridesmaids.
Melissa McCarthy was in that, right?
She was, yep. Very funny in that.
I didn't used to like her, but I do now.
I loved her in that movie, the one you said was good. She was nominated for the Oscar.
Oh, the one last year about the writer?
Yeah, where she was the literary... Yeah, that's a great movie. Yeah, we love that.
It is a good movie. Yeah, and it's so... She was cast against type in that movie because there's nothing funny about
it. She was excellent in it.
Yeah, she was. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, going over the movies that did well over the weekend. Chuck, I wasn't here on Friday, so what were your predictions for the weekend? What were you thinking was going to do number one box office business?
I thought Shazam would be number one, and it was. I went to see it on Thursday night. I talked about it on the air Friday. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun family superhero movie and a good entry in the overall canon of superhero movies over at DC Warner Brothers. It's apparent word of mouth is actually pretty good because of the tracking. The final box office beat the tracking, wound up doing about almost $54 million here domestically, which is a very solid number for a somewhat obscure superhero that most people have never heard of, other than if they read comic books.
All right. I was looking, we were talking with the music from that movie Melissa McCarthy was in about her changing sort of her M.O. I noticed that she and Octavia Spencer are going to join forces for a Netflix comedy entitled Thunder Force, written by McCarthy's husband, Ben Falcone. It'll not be R-rated. so it appeals to a broader audience, focusing
and
on
that is,
Me Too.
That, I believe, is in the superhero genre also.
Yeah, it's a superhero movie. Yeah.
Everybody
exactly.
wants a piece of the superhero movie, Doug.
Apparently.
Big paychecks, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I heard they're going to do a biopic on your life, and it's going to be in the superhero category, so it's good for you.
Wait, what's the name of the movie? Have you heard the name?
No, not yet. It's untitled.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I give a lot of thought to that.
Right. So, apparently, Melissa McCarthy is going to be in a gangster movie as a wife. The movie's called The Kitchen. Do you know anything about that?
I do not. What have you heard?
That's an interesting combination, because the two of them are well thought of. Both she, McCarthy, and Spencer, I think, do fabulous work, and be interesting to see how they collaborate together, don't you think?
I do, and actually Octavia Spencer's in this horror movie coming out in June as a prime relief date. It's called Ma. I don't know if you saw the trailer.
No.
Pretty wild-looking movie. It appears they've given her a nice paycheck to do it, and she looks like she really brings the A-game. I think this is going to be a hit. Watch the trailer. It's called Ma. It's
I thought the best movie I'd ever seen her in was about the three black women at NASA. I thought she was good in that. Right after that, she was in some Christian movie playing God. Did you see that? I forget the name of it.
Yeah,
that was pretty. I don't normally like those movies because they're too preachy. There's one out right now that looks ridiculous, but that was a good movie for a preachy movie.
The one
movie.
Out now is called Unplanned.
Yeah, it's about getting pregnant, what you do with a baby and stuff.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Can't we just have some entertainment?
I knew you'd be first in line for that one.
Oh,
no, a lot of people feel strongly about it. I don't see anything entertaining about it. All right, so, Chucker, box office totals for the weekend. How'd they shake out?
Well, number one, as I said, Shazam, $53 million. Place number one, Pet Sematary, a new remake of the Stephen King horror novel. I think pretty solid number, $25 million. Reviews, for the most part, positive, though, although from what I read, word of mouth among the general audience, somewhat split. I didn't see it yet. I'll let you know what I think of it this week. Disney's Dumbo, directed by Tim Burton, 60% drop-off week to week from its number one spot last week. I don't get it. I thought this movie was a beautiful film. I thought it was one of the better entries
Tim
Burton directed in quite some time. So I really liked it. $18 million, $76 million in 2 weeks of release. The horror film Us, doing very well, 13.8. $153 million in 3 weeks release.
Well, that looked awful.
$20 million budget.
Ugh,
I was somewhat disappointed in it. And Captain Marvel really doing well. 12.6, $374 million in 5 weeks release. Brie Larson's Captain Marvel will appear in the next Avenger movie we hit theaters in April.
Thank you, Chucker. Chuck Curry here on the DJV Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.